The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, please, my God. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon, so ya if you're weak. Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Such a me got me sword, be my shield, on the battlefield, head on, the wicked I go feel it. We will take the stand against the ones who oppress us, and by every means, we just not give up. I live up now, you would stop killing yourself. Now when the Gideon start, man, I go need your strength. Live up now, you would stop killing yourself. Now when the Gideon start, man, I go need ya. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Cause the wicked in a Babylon slew ya if ya weak. I miss a flee my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Just know the wicked for a righteous cause, and I would never ever see the righteous fall. But just stand for those who stand for themselves, unite and against all oppress and rebel. Live up now, we've got nothing to lose, got a lot to prove. So me burn all excuse, rise up now and lace up your Gideon boots. To them system we never stoop. Me say no, oh, be my God, soldier, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, soldier, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Order my steps, soldier, and let me stand.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is the Monday, post-Monday after the Super Bowl. Kind of somber, no more football until August. You got the draft, you got a couple other things, but for sports junkies like me, that was a rough one. My Cowboys was going a long time, and I just love to watch as much football as I can. Well, that's what the NBA is for. That's what college basketball is for. That's what hockey's for. We'll talk about all that and more in the 5 o'clock hour. And I tell you, I got a story to tell you, boy. I wonder if me and my youngest son out of the doghouse yet. I tell you, boy, we should listen to MJ. I'm telling you. But I'll tell you more about that later. But like I said, it is Monday. We will be going to Grand Bahama. I'm sorry, we will be going to Abaco. Chiming in with Roscoe Thompson. He's got guests today. We're going to talk about all things going on in Abaco, as well as some things with the local government elections that we're going to kind of askew. And I'll let Roscoe get everybody caught up with that when we get to the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. But like I said, if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300. 5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And if you're going to chime in, you got lots to talk about in addition for questions for Abaco and our guest from Andrus, then, of course, you know, we also got to touch on the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Dad gets 5 years for sex assault on twins. Girls were three at the time. Dear God. That's where we at? Prison chief defends inmate work release. Police uncover human smuggling operation. And out of the business, Cooper stresses economic impact of cruise ship passengers. And we could go back and forth on that one right there. Let's check the gas tracker real quick. Rubis 553, SO 558, Shell 545. Tell you all, it's time to get like pogo sticks and skateboards. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. Before we get to the break, though, let me give you a little FYI because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget NRG Nutrition. Check out their world-famous smoothies, signature canola dishes, best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen, open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order made with love, the highest quality ingredients, and it's nutritionally balanced. Visit any of their two locations, Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m., and West Bay Street above Henrietta Plaza on the second floor, open until 4 p.m., and follow them on Instagram and Facebook, NRG Bahamas, all right? At NRG Bahamas. And listen, they're off the chain. You get on into Old Fort or West Bay, but Old Fort, that's the one I hit up the most. And I tell you, that tuna sandwich, when they say that's the best tuna sandwich, that really is the best tuna sandwich. Smoothies off the chain as well. Definitely want to check it out. I fully endorse it. MJ fully endorsed it. She's the one who peeped me to it. But it's definitely all good with NRG. And don't forget, Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas, invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join Collect Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs Little Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live Fanchorn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars, this March 1st with Collect Bear at, of course, Victory Fest. All right, that's a wrap on a little FYI for you. Let's take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll join Roscoe Thompson in Abaco and his special guest. And we'll talk all things Abaco and a little bit of Andrus as well. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Go, never do what he dance, no cause. Lost the foreign by the guy he dance. I'll never say what the daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Lost the words of the substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onion. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor. Oh, plead my cause, oh, Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, oh, Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon, so ya if you're weak. Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Such a me got me sword be my shield on the battlefield. Head on, the wicked I go feel it. We will take the stand against the ones who oppress us, and by every means we just not give up. I live up now, you would stop killing yourself. Now when the Gideon start, man, I go need your strength. Live up now, you would stop killing yourself. Now when the Gideon start, man, I go need ya. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Cause the wicked in a Babylon slew ya if you're weak. I miss a plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Just know the wicked for a righteous cause, and Jah would never see the righteous fall. But just stand for those who stand for themselves, unite and against all oppress and rebel. Live up now, we've got nothing to lose, got a lot to prove. So me burn all excuse. Rise up now and lace up your Gideon boots. With them system we now go stoop. Me say no, play my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no.
I gotcha on the Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Grand Bahama. Sorry, let's get down to Abaco. Grand Bahama tomorrow. Let's get down to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thomas. What's going on, Roscoe?
Hey, Naughty. How you doing? Good afternoon, Bahamas. Yeah, just to let you know, Thalia Hunt's with us today from South Andros. But just want to give a little update with what transpired down there last week.
Please do. Very interesting story and scenario.
Yeah, there was a video that was taken, but, you know, the administrator brought it upon herself to think that she knew what was the right way to conduct an election. And come to find out, she actually went against the local government act and broke the law. And a letter was written to her, and local government office did go in and swear the proper people in that should have been sworn in, because their schedule is a little different than ours, because they are assigned a certain council rep per polling division. and she did not duly swear in the person that was elected and that should have been appointed there. That's Ms. Hunt. I don't want to, you know, rehash a subject that the government has dealt with, but I just want people to be aware, if this is happening in local government with these administrators that are thinking they are above the law, what is happening throughout the rest of our government under this administration? Now, people are going to say, oh, this Parliamentary Act. No, this falls slowly on the Minister of Family Island Affairs, Clay Sweeting, and what has transpired. And that's, I'm glad that they rectified it, but this just goes to show you all the hiccups that we had with local government elections and certain things that took place, that this needs to be addressed because you have a general election coming up. What foolishness is going to happen during that election? So I just wanted to give a breakdown on that. Talia, are you online?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm right here, Roscoe. Thank you so much, Mr. Naughty. Thank you so much. Greetings to the Bahamas and greetings to you both. Thank you so much for having me on today.
No problem. Glad you're here. Now, Roscoe, give us just a little breakdown real quick as to what transpired before you turn it over to your guest.
No, I just did. That anyway, it was corrected. But the
right. I want to make it abundantly clear that it has been corrected.
It has been corrected. Yes.
It has been corrected.
But the administrator abused her power and went.
Right. What was the abnormality in there? What was the breach?
That she voted in, she elected in a council that was actually null and void because it did not have the proper swearing in of the proper people from the local polling divisions that actually go to council from their townships.
Mm-hmm. The breach, just so I can kind of explain it a little better, because, you know, Roscoe is doing his best, and I really appreciate this, Roscoe, with giving us a platform to speak about this. The breach was that the local government elections all took place on January 23rd, 2025. And according to the Local Government Act of 2024, South Andras, where I am from, we have 9 council members that are supposed to be represented from within the town committee members. Now, 2 out of these council members were guaranteed seats by the Local Government Act that were guaranteed on January 23rd, voted for by the electorate. Okay, so those seats were already assigned. 2 out of the 9 were assigned from January 23rd. Now, where the breach came in is the administrator knew that these seats were already assigned and they were not up for election or selection by the town committee members, which consisted of 16 individuals. Now, her having this information, she failed to advise the elected practitioners of this. So we didn't really go in ignorant because we were told that our seats, one was my seat, which was polling division number 6, Drakes Hill, and the other was Mars Bay, which is polling division number 1. Those seats were guaranteed, like I said. We were told ahead of time that these seats were guaranteed, but we did not have it in writing. So, you know, at this point with the new act, we can't go by hearsay or somebody telling us this without seeing it. And online, and I think that's a failure too, because the information is actually not online, this part of the act is not online, because I went through the act online, line by line, you know, multiple times. So without having this in our hand, we could not protest what she was doing. We had to go by the process that she had us go through, which was to elect all 9 seats for the council. Okay? Now, in that selection process of the 9 seats of the council, Mars Bay which is polling division number one, the guaranteed seat, and Drakesville, which is polling division number six, the other guaranteed seat, were voted out. We did not get a seat in council according to her selection process that she passed through. So after we went through this process, after the sitting was over, we were then made aware of the written part of the app that was not online. And we got that in our hands. And we then, at that point, made written formal protest letters protesting the process of the selection and disenfranchisement of our seats that were duly elected on January 23rd, 2025. Now, she was faced with this, the protest, and the actual number 59 of the Local Government Act 2024, which is a regulation. And she refused to halt proceedings of swearing in her illegitimately selected council.
So you're saying that a council that was presented, it was presented via a flawed process that broke the actual,
a flawed process.
Was not in convention with Article 59, correct?
It was not. It was not. And with her being presented, the facts, the law, and the protest letters, she refused to halt and just go get clarification from her department, her ministry, or whoever she needed to go to. And she said that let the process be flawed. If it's flawed, let it be flawed and let her minister come down and correct it. Okay? So at this point, she decided to continue with the swearing-in process. There was a couple of hours in between that she had time to not continue with her agenda, her political agenda of swearing in an illegitimate council.
Hey,
and she could have rectified it and had the selection process redone without the two guaranteed seats and the two chairmanship seats that were selected during the process. Okay? So this is where we're at. So because of her defiance in not wanting to adhere to the law, this is where we're at. She was immediately placed on administrative leave, and we had officials flew into South Andras the next day, which would have been Thursday the 6th, and the previous day's selection process just for the council, not the chairmanships, just for the council, was voided, and Drakesville and Mars Bay's seats in the council were restored. So it was all rectified, and we are very happy, and we have moved forward. We're now waiting for the Department of Local Government to assign a new administrator to us so we can continue on with the work that we need to do to get the island moving. Because, you know, we can't sit and have meetings in the council or in the town without having an administrator. So is that correct, Roscoe?
That is correct. Yeah, you need
right.
an administrator. And Nordy, just so I could clarify and piggyback off of what Ms. Hunt said there, you know, she was informed of the process from what I'm gathering from local government. There were correspondence of how. So she actually went against what was emailed to her. Did she read it? I don't know. You know,
she was quite aware of everything.
My whole thing in this is, if it's a local government election process, inevitably we're facing a bigger election process. And we can't have red flags like this popping up ahead of time, because it makes one wonder.
Exactly.
If laws and bills and acts are going to be adhered to, or are people going to try to circumvent them?
And Nordy, right. I will say this. It's a good thing that there was a video of what happened, because it might have been able to be swept under the rug, but it was not able to be swept this is not going to be swept under the rug. They have to address this issue and deal with it.
Are those constituents in both those areas, Driggs said, and South Bay, if I'm not mistaken, are they now
Mars Bay?
Oh, Mars Bay. Are they now content with their council representative?
They are. They are very content. That's why they elected us. But we weren't given the chance to sit in the council because of the defiance and the deviance that the administrator, Jalita Ingram, decided to undertake because of her political agenda. Political agenda was she had in mind who she wanted in the council to be able to give her the chief counselor that she wanted to carry out
whatever she wanted. We don't have to, you know, I think we figured out, you know, at the end of the day, there was an irregularity and it's been rectified. And obviously moving forward, we shouldn't have this loophole or this kind of infraction again, correct?
Not in South Andras, I can tell you that. Now, others will have to pay attention. They have to read up on the act and know what the act says, what the law says, and hold those who are there to carry out the functions and adhere to this act that they do that. You have to hold their feet to the fire. You have to make sure that they fulfill their duties to uphold the law.
And all the, you know, the laws and the guidelines and the bylaws that come with it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we appreciate you chiming in and bringing some clarity to this. Actually, you know, being someone who's been involved in the process, and obviously it makes for a better process moving forward because we want to get these irregularities out of the way.
Yes.
Because it could just be struck up as oversight, you know, like maybe, you know, I misinterpreted and, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, because obviously there was something askew there. So I think for all parties concerned, they leave it where it is now. Obviously, you know, the constituents are happy with their council representation. And we know moving forward that we need to dot the I's and cross the T's, and everybody needs to be educated on the process. And if they're not, don't make errors like this. Get the information that you need, you know, so you make a correct decision.
Right. Well, this was very much so a learning process for everybody, because those who weren't really in tune in how local government works, they were able to learn something. You know, this is my first time being in local government. So I was able to learn a lot in terms of the process. We haven't even started working yet. So we don't know what we're going to come across, you know, with that process. But we're happy right now. We're very happy. And we're just looking forward to being made whole with the new placement of a new administrator, so we can carry on with what the people elected us to do.
All right. Well, I appreciate you chiming in. Roscoe, I appreciate you, you know, having
your
special guest today.
I think it's good, too, because, you know, we always talk about Abaco and Grand Bahama, and, you know, there's other family islands, and, you know, where Talia's from, you know, she's from South Andros. So it gives a little bit of, you know, for her to at least let the people know what, you know, South Andros is a need for, because, you know, it's great with Abaco. The one thing I could tell you that they finally started to do, Norty, they put some cat eyes down on the highway. That's a good thing.
Okay.
That sounds so good, Roscoe, because South Andras is really in an abysmal state. Island-wide, we are not in a very good place. We don't even have good roads to drive on, okay? From 2016, our roads were dug up. I mean, stripped. And today, we're still driving on those stripped roads. That was at the end of the Christie administration. We went through... the Minnesota administration gave us a contract for the roads to be repaired, and we don't know what happened to the contractor or the monies that were paid to have the roads resurfaced. The Davis administration came in. There was another contract issued to, I think, Simmons, and heavy equipment came into the island. And today we still have the same roads there, and even worse disrepair. And so, you know, the taxpayers' monies are being spent, and we are not seeing any results of our taxpayer dollars being spent. Okay, the island needs to be cleaned. It's so much going on, and we have, you know, a lot we need the nation to know how we are not really in a place for the 21st century where we should be. 10, 15 years ago, we were in a much better place. We had roads.
See, Naughty, and Naughty, see, that's the thing. You know, we hear Abaco and Grand Bahama, and you hear our plights, our roads, too. And I know Andros's roads are in worse shape than anything we have up here, maybe besides a section of government sub. But it just gives you an idea of what is transpiring. And just think of these are, you know, islands close to Nassau, like Andros, Abaco, Luthra, Grand Bahama. You know, what's happening further south? You know, it's...
Because when people speak about Andros, people speak about Andros as a whole. But Andros actually has four sections. We have North Andros, Central Andros, we have Mangrove Key, a key off of South Andros, and then we have South Andros proper. So we have four sections of Andros. I'm speaking specifically about South Andros and the abysmal state of affairs that our island is in.
I think a lot of people in Family Island share the same, you know, concern in one way or another, especially when it comes to infrastructure, because I've heard reports out of portions of Exuma, others in Eleuthera, Abaco, Grand Bahama, now Andros.
Yes, sir.
And I'm shocked. Andros is a bastion for this administration. That's home court for them. I mean, why is it in such neglect?
Well, the onus always falls on our representation. You know, South Andros always tends, South Central and Mangrove Key Andros always tends to lean PLP, vote PLP versus FNM. No matter which administration there is, we're still in the same position because we have the same representative. and it's really sad. It's really sad. Right now, our representative is in the office of the Prime Minister, and we are lacking in personnel on this office, on this island. We share banking personnel with Mangrove Key. We have about 2 days of banking, and Mangrove Key has 2 days of banking. You know, we have a beautiful bank here. They finally put in an ATM machine, but we have enough people on this island that we can employ people. Why are we not employing our Bahamian brothers and sisters? We talk about empowerment. Why are we not employing them to fill these positions? You know, BTC. BTC is open probably 2 days a week. You know, you can't pay your bill. Water and sewage. We share personnel with Mangrove Key. And in this day and time, it's ridiculous because we have the funds within this country to pay Bahamians to fill personnel positions.
And with the cost of living the way it is, and if there's an employment opportunities and there's people that are there and able to do the work and are Bahamians, we should look to get them involved.
Exactly. Exactly. We're supposed to make things better, not worse. We're supposed to empower people, not disempower them, you know, and it's really frustrating. It's really sad. And to see, you know, your people needing and wanting so much and depending on those who we entrust to be first amongst us, to do the bidding for us, leave us high and dry and just pop up every now and again and ride in on a chariot and then ride out on a chariot, you know.
Yeah, we've been seeing that for far too long throughout our course of history when we look at our political landscape and our political culture. We need to make a change with that. And it's good that the BC red flags, that we have an opportunity to address them. And hopefully moving forward, it will change the process for the better. Roscoe, I got a couple of questions for you. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, the update from South Andros. And Roscoe, maybe once a month we can get, you know, Gaston from South Andres as well, just to see what's going on and stay up to snuff.
I'm pretty sure she has no issue with coming on, and maybe she might be able to get another local government rep or somebody down there too. So
yeah, it'll be good. We
have a wonderful person down here, and I am sure he would love to come on, the one and only Mr. Julian Gibson, my friend, you know, and he's not afraid to speak up and speak out, and he's very knowledgeable about the island and what needs to get done, and he's a people's person, and I'm sure Julian would want to come on. We have others who would also want to speak up, you know, so it doesn't always have to be me.
All right, sounds like good stuff there. I appreciate you chiming in today, though. Roscoe, I got one for you before we get out of here because it's almost time to get to the break. But I'm looking at some info. Any updates on that police-conducted joint operation on Abaco that resulted in the detention of a group of undocumented immigrants? Police occupied information arrested 5 Bahamians, ages 42, 37, 29, 30, and 18, on suspicion of human smuggling.
No, I have no names on the people that were arrested, but there were a multitude of different nationalities.
4 Chinese, 3 Indians, and 1 of unknown nationalities.
Yeah, it's been going on. This has been going on for years, you know, and it happens in small areas that are, you know, not as populated as other, and people might be able to get away with it, but somebody must have said something because it came crashing down. Congrats to the police and immigration and the defense force, whoever was involved in that sting to get that done. Now we just need a little more of it with the, you know, illegals that are here.
Yeah, we do need to do a better job of that because right now, I mean, if you look at it, the numbers ain't numbering right now.
Yeah. No, and also just to answer a question, I see Barrington asked me a question in your group, and I would say if that was in my township, no, it wouldn't. We would make sure that somebody was there to clean it up. I think he's talking about across from a bus stop or some area in Nassau, and I just wanted to let him say that would have been cleaned up.
All right, a couple of texts coming in real quick. We need to require these candidates to take personality tests. We cannot afford to have these autocratic megalomaniacs in power, especially in the Family Islands. We had a similar situation in Freeport where Ms. Reckley was running roughshod over the Urban Renewal Office there, going so far as locking out the police officer assigned to the office. We cannot have autocrats in power. I like the report from the Family Islands. So obviously they'd like to hear, you know, what's going on in the Family Islands.
Which is good because it just keeps the Bahamas informed because you know, I mean, you've had me on the show with Abaco and you have Grand Bahama. So it's nice to get, you know, other places involved too, because then at least people could hear what's going on.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, you got, without a proper Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, so on and so forth, we need to get as much information out there as we can, credible information as well. But I appreciate both of you guys chiming in today. I know we got to get to the break. So Roscoe will do it again next Monday, as always. And glad for this insightful conversation today. Like I said, it gives some insight, and not just from Abaco, but from Andres. And we look forward to hearing from Andres moving forward once a month.
Yes, that's wonderful. We're here.
I'll let Roscoe coordinate it, and we'll get you on a Monday. But we appreciate you chiming in, and we appreciate you bringing that information to light because obviously the process was flawed. And it wasn't too democratic, so you got to make sure that all of those things line up, because not only do we have other future local government elections, but we also have a big one coming up in short order. So,
let me before I go, just say, you know, the acting director and Mr. Clinton Pinder, who oversaw all this and did this, I got to say, and I guess the minister too, they did an excellent job and had it corrected the next day. So
I agree.
You know, I don't want people, even though I might not support and don't agree with what happened, I got to say the next day they had it rectified, which I am very grateful for.
And again, so are we on the island here at South Andres. We are very grateful that it was rectified so swiftly and so professionally.
Again, Naughty, it goes back to when you issue a new act, or a new act comes into play, your administrators and your local government practitioners or your local government offices throughout the Bahamas should have a copy of that act, and it should be mandatory that they read and go through the act and the different schedules, because things have changed. You know, the act is not the old act of 1996. It is a new act.
And if you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. Good stuff.
So, you know, I got to say that the training process of that needs to be more astute, and they need to, you know, get their administrators in line with that act, because it is the act that is there. So I got to give them credit, but I'm also going to take a shot at them at the same time.
Yeah.
As you said, if it's something wrong, we need to highlight it.
There are almost 100 different clauses that are not included in the act online and regulations. So whoever's responsible for the online update maybe would want to rectify that and have this information available.
Yep. Knowing is half the battle. I appreciate both of you guys chiming in. Good stuff. We'll do it again next week, Roscoe. You all have a great remainder of the week in Abaco and San Andres, respectively. And I appreciate you chiming in as we get to the break. Don't forget, got to remind you, KFC has those love buckets starting at $20. You get your bucket of chicken, you got your two sides, and of course, you got those biscuits, and you can get them with all the flavors, all right? So definitely want to check those out as well, all right? It's all going on at your favorite KFC Nassau location. The KFC love buckets right in time for Valentine, and you know they're always finger-licking good. Quick break, flip side of the break, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the Island Game reminds you that, hey, each and every day, there's tons of ways to play, all right, with their, you know, daily jackpots, all right, and they always remind you to play responsibly. In the 5 o'clock hour, I'll break down all the ways to play on their sports book now that the football season is wrapped up, all right? That and more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearlie will chime in. We'll talk post-Super Bowl. We'll talk a lot. I'll deal with you all, the Eagles fans. It's all coming up. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause lost up already by the guidance. I'll never say.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Miski Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Miski Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Epa, buenos dias. Soy Joe Cuban Willie, and you know we start early here at Cuban Willie's Import-Export Services. But today, you know, it's Monday. I got my numerology report lined up for you, brought to you by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got a three-ball special lineup for you.
And your lucky three-ball for today. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Get it, set it, and forget it. Play to win with the Island Gang.
Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Workers Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I'll never go where the pagans go, never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari by the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked art say, neither will I walk in the council no day. All the eyes be no guile, so mythology and illusion I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the ash bin. Careful, Rastaman, with your false doctrine, your false teaching. Oh, what a sin thing. Justice in disguise, it's salvation that is seeking. From the throne of David, yeah, it's obvious that you're drifting. You have the respect for the king of all kings, so his name I'll be always exalting. So I'll never go where pagans go, never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari give out the guidance. I'll never say what the Dalitas say, for Emperor Selassie I get just an obey. Rasta words are pure substance. I'll never go where pagans go, never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari give out the guidance. Never say what the wicked I say, neither will I walk in the council no day. All he has been no guy, so I'll never go astray from my roots and my culture. Neither will I forget my homeland, Mama Africa. So go me come go and separate from the vipers, from the hypocrites and from the vampires. Hail the King of Kings, for we give it all the powers. Born in Ethiopia, look, it's written in the scriptures. Who are the righteous? Hey, they are the truth seekers. Go beyond to you, false leaders. So I'll never go where pagans go, never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari give out the guidance.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. I'm sure Pearly will be zooming in short order. And we will be talking Super Bowl. We will be talking Super Bowl. And listen, I'm going to save this for when Pearly chimes in. I can save this for when Pearly chimes in because I got to. I tell you, sometimes you just got to listen to your wife. But I'll tell you more about that when Pearly chimes in, because I don't want him to miss out on that. But like I said, we will talk post-Super Bowl. We'll go through all of that, all right? But while I wait for Pearly to chime in, I will go ahead and hit you up with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And we'll see what's going on this day in sports history. Because like I said, a lot transpired on this day in sports history. As a matter of fact, today's date, February, I got updated. There you go, February 10th. Had a multitude of things happen. Had some good things happen. 1920, and it's all brought to you, of course, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. 1920, and listen, Naughty Johnny's got some big things popping for Valentine's. Yes. Yes, indeed. I don't want you to forget about Naughty Johnny's on Valentine's, all right? They got the minced lobster, white rice, coleslaw, and the turtle cheesecake. Complimentary glass of champagne. Only $55.95 plus VAT, all right? Be sure to check them out, all right? They're definitely doing big for you for Valentine's at Naughty Johnny's. And it's always well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. So on this day in sports history, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, 1920, Major League Baseball representative outlawed pitches that involved tampering with the ball. 1946, Jackie Robinson and Rachel Isom were married. 1961, the American Football League's Los Angeles franchise was transferred to San Diego. 1971, Bill White of the New York Yankees became the first black baseball announcer. 1962, Jim Beatty became the first American to break the four-minute barrier for the indoor mile. 1992, Mike Tyson was convicted in Indianapolis of raping Desiree Washington, Miss Black American contestant. 2003, Brett Hull of the Detroit Red Wings became the sixth player in NHL history to score at least 700 career goals. 2005, the NHL and the Players Association broke off talks after 2 days. The previous days, Commissioner Gary Bettman had said that a deal would need to be ready by the weekend to save the season. Sports quote of the day. I was such a dangerous hitter. I even got intentional walks in batting practice. Casey Stengel, New York Yankees manager. One of the greatest smack talkers of all time. Have you seen Pearly chime in yet? Look for the Pearl. He should be chiming in. Now let's check out the local home court scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the $9.95 Royal Deal. Choose your sandwich, either the Double Big King Jr., or the original chicken sandwich. Choose your sandwich along with four-piece nuggets, deluxe drink, value fries, and a cookie. All for $9.95 at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, now let's check out the local sports scene real quick. Have you got the Pearl chiming in? All right, Pearly, what's happening? All
right. Right here, man.
Just chime in. Just hold it down for 1 second because me and you got to talk, and I don't want you to say nothing. I got one story for you.
All right.
Got one story for you, boy.
Okay, dokie.
You should have listened to my wife. Anyhow, let's check out the local scene. Charlton Cartwright go head-to-head in New York. Charlton runs season's best time for third. Cartwright finishes fourth. This is indoor hurdles and track and field. VJ returns for the Bears, as in VJ Edstrom and the Baylor Bears, and they knock off UCF, University of Central Florida, 91-76. All right, and he made a return to the lineup after missing a game due to an ankle injury. He made a significant impact on the game. He got 17 points, Pearly.
Yeah, good stuff.
And he's had some really dynamic dunks in the process as well.
I'm telling you, he's one and done.
And soccer action, Dynamos, Warriors, United shine in 18 and under soccer. So glad to see soccer back in and running. And the 18U division got a lot of things to do. Got a lot of players, a lot of athletes, a lot of teams. I'm glad to see that, especially that age bracket. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Good stuff. Love that.
All right, Pearly. Here we go. Sometimes, Pearly, you just got to listen to your wife, Pearly. Sometimes okay. I got to listen to you when it comes to sports, too. But
okay.
Before the game on Sunday, MJ sees me doing my math, my back, my forth, my up and down, my probabilities, my improbabilities. You know what I mean? Looking at my prop bets, lining all of them up. And she said, who you like in the game? I said, I've been back and forth. I can't go against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And you and I talked about it before. I gave you my reasons. I couldn't come off. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. She was like, remember I tell you, maybe you don't want to put that parlay in. Kansas City minus one over 48. Maybe you want to take the Eagles plus that one and over the 48. And I was like, I appreciate the advice. You know I love you, but I got to go. I gotta go with Andy Reid. I gotta go with Pat Mahomes. Well, you see how that turned out, right, Pearly?
Well, you know, you keep saying, oh, he's 10-3 after 2 weeks. I say, yeah, but he did lose.
And that was
he
true.
Did lose three.
But MJ tried to save me. MJ was like, look, you might not want to do that. And you know, in retrospect now, I really appreciate my wife. I really love my wife. The fact that we've watched every Super Bowl together for like the last 24 years. And I appreciate the advice too. Like, maybe you don't want to go that route. And sometimes I heed it and sometimes I don't. And she still loved me for my bad decisions, like picking the darn Chiefs yesterday. And yep. Just how she told me, Pearly, I should have done it. Part of my gut was like, man, you better listen to your wife. And then I was like, boy, Andy Reid is 39-7, or 39-8 now, but having 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent. Yeah. And listen, obviously it looked like they didn't prepare. So number one going in.
No, they
I love you, MJ. I appreciate the advice. I should have heeded it. I'm sorry, but I'm glad, you know, that we still enjoyed the Super Bowl together. We still had plenty more fun with that Super Bowl game.
I think it's a little more than that. I think your hate for Philadelphia blinded you a little bit.
Yes, you told me that too. That's what MJ said. Don't let your Dallas Cowboy heart get in the way.
Yep, your dislike for Kellen Moore blinded you.
Well, no, I just wondered why Kellen couldn't balance the running the game and the passing game like he did last night in Dallas when he was there all them years.
He called a really good game. He put a really good offensive and defensive game. But you know, to show you one thing, defensive lines now win championships. Those guys, I don't think they blitzed. They may have blitzed once or twice all game and sacked Mahomes 6 times.
Yes,
That was well-planned, well-coached game. They out-coached Andy Reeves last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I had that feeling. I told you, I felt it to be like that Giants-New England Super Bowl. The New England men, they're undefeated, and everybody had already given them the best record in football and already handed them the trophy. And I'd always remember what Chris Berman says. That is why we play the game.
And yep, they did. And they played. Yep. And as much as I hate the Eagles, I hate the fans more. I as a Cowboy, I'm utterly disgusted that now once again somebody in the division has brought home a Super Bowl and we haven't in 30 years. It's crazy.
It is.
But outside of that, you know, I have to tip my hat to Sirianni.
They've gotten 4 before you get 1 in 30 years.
Who got 4?
They think they got 3 before you've gotten 1 in 30 years.
They've got 2 Super Bowls.
So they got 2017 and 2024, but they won before that, before the 30 years.
Yeah, they won that one again. In 2018, they beat the Patriots with Nick Foles at quarterback. Right.
Yeah.
Then they went against Kansas City and lost. Now they went against Kansas City again and won.
Yep.
But yeah, there have been 3 times in the 30 years that the Cowboys have it. Howie Roseman, hats off to him. Excellent GM. He annoys me, he galls me, but he gets the job done. And he makes trades and he signs free agents. And Jerry should really empower Bill Clay to be a GM and do what Roseman does with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But no, Jerry likes to play GM. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I'm so happy that Tom Brady is still the GOAT and your friend, the Big Chief, will have to go into hiding because Patrick Mahomes has shown that he is an average quarterback after those 2 big beatdowns and those 2 Super Bowl losses. Yeah, that's but Brady took a couple of beatdowns in the Super Bowl, too. And especially when he was perfect and he choked.
And Brady alluded to that, too. He says even the best get beat.
Right, but I still agree with you, Texter. Brady's still the GOAT when it comes to that position.
As far as the quarterback position. The game was won in the trenches.
It definitely was.
Defensive line overpowered. Kansas City offensive line was no fault of Mahomes like that, but Mahomes could take the fault.
And you look at all go ahead.
And then that big offensive line, huge offensive line.
But I'll be honest with you.
Very well.
I'll be honest with you. The Eagles and Howie Roseman, just back to him. A lot of people looked at him like he was crazy. Okay? When he drafted an abundance of Georgia Bulldog players from that good Georgia program over the last 3 years. But now, because they're used to that culture of winning and not being, you know, daring headlights in the grandest stage there is, because they've been there before, I think that factored in a lot, too, in helping them get the job done and keep the lead.
Sure did.
Let's get another text in. How about them Eagles won? What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. Only GOAT in football is Brady. Hate to admit it, though. Yeah, Brady's still the GOAT. And the Eagles won. Enjoy. I mean, if that's what you're putting for, you know, and you're an Eagle fan, enjoy it.
He's still the GOAT for now, but you never know. Mahomes, man, they're ready. The odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl next year.
Who, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Get out. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Disrespect to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Naughty Purdy, what's going on?
What's going on, Muff?
Hey, Muff.
Man, get slaughtered. Hey, Purdy, defense ever to win championship. Defensive. Yep. Come on now. One first down in the first half. 129 net yards in the first half. 0 points. Yep. And finally, no blitz, boy. Zero blitz. No blitz. Yes, them four linemen and things like that. Six sacks. Boy, let's
see. All right.
What it is to win a Super Bowl on your birthday? Wow.
Am I the young boy
who did into the second interception? He turned 22 yesterday, too. Barkley turned 28.
Cooper DeGene. Remember that name?
Yeah, boy.
Cooper DeGene.
That defense. Hey, but see what happened? They wake on Barkley. On stopping Barkley run, but then we didn't wake on Hurts. Hurts had more yards running than Barkley.
Pick your poison.
Yeah, boy. That's why he deserved the MVP. He deserved the MVP. But, hey, Lordy and Birdie, you're glad Gannett back, though. I know you're glad Gannett come back.
Oh, yes.
All right, that boy ain't bossy, physical. Hey, but no. I can't wait for Luka tonight, man. I want to see Luka tonight, boy.
Yes, sir. I want to see him,
yeah,
too.
Boy. Can't wait. But then tonight for us, too, boy, we got Boston tonight, boy. I want to see Wiggins, Carl Anderson, and Mitchell, boy. We can need all of them for Boston tonight, boy. Hey, Pearly, we have a rough week, boy. We got Boston tonight, OKC on Wednesday, and Dallas on Thursday night. But good thing Anthony Davis gone down for a month.
Well, that trade's starting to look even better now.
You saw that, right?
Hey, the first two quarters, yep, he looked good, though. But after I see him dunking and swinging around the rim, I say, my lady, you know, he just come back, hey. Go right back and re-injure that abdominal muscle again.
Abductor muscle,
but now he's living up to his name. AD, always disabled. Anthony Data Davis.
Boy, you're
that
right.
Might be groin. That's a groin injury. That's a painful injury.
Carl Kuzma looking good with the Bucks, eh? Boy, he looking good with them fellas.
He should do well, man.
But they can need Middleton down in Washington.
Because he played at Wisconsin, so being in Milwaukee, that's right up his alley.
Yeah, that's home.
All right, Muff. Good stuff, my brother.
Link up, man. You're a good one.
You too, my brother. Be safe. But yeah, brother,
You think we can hear from Big Chief?
I don't know. We'll see. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yo.
Naughty.
Yeah, what's happening?
Everything cool, Papa. Yeah, I was pulling for them Phillies, man. I'm glad they went.
What's happening, Papa?
Not to cry or nothing, but sound like he say he's emotional poison, and they just get emotional and give God all the thanks and the prayers. I'm not even 80 for always disabled.
Always disabled. Anthony Data Davis.
That's a good one, boy. That's a good one. Pearly, tell me something. That Giant games, you talk about what happened in the past. You was trying to warn this fellow about on Friday for the other day, right? You was trying to warn Naughty about remind him about, right?
Yeah.
But I call those Giants upsets over the Patriots back in the day. I didn't really see it coming. I thought Mahomes and Reed was to do what they had to do.
I didn't see it coming, but he was telling you, reminding you. But if on Friday he was telling you, mine, I feel this way. But it's your right to do it how you do. You listen to who you want to listen to. But Pearly, tell me something. Was last night the biggest upset when you compare, if you compare the Giants game and the Giants upset the Patriots like you were talking about?
No, but the Patriots, when the Giants upset the Patriots, they was 18-0, was the bigger upset than that.
Yeah, it was a big upset, yeah.
So you got to look at the line, Papa, when you went in.
Upset Super Bowl game for someone. Like, God, it seems like the world is pulling for the Chiefs.
Listen. You had a lot of people pulling for the Chiefs, but you have to look at the line. Man, you went into the line with Kansas City minus one.
Uh-huh.
That right there, that's almost like a pick'em in my book. Either team could win. It's only minus one plus one.
When you look at those
Giants game, they were double digit underdogs when they beat the Patriots.
Yeah, so I don't know as much as football, like you all know it, right? But I learn in, and it sounds like to me like, don't care how good you are, so how much you think you can get a three-peat or whatever. It's just one game to lose or to win. If you don't care if you're the best, like in the playoff with basketball and the matter of things, it's kind of a little different than football. When you lose, you go home. So
they got
to so
say
how good
any
the
given
Chiefs
Sunday.
Was, he would have been a big fool. Anything was possible. Like when I heard Donald Trump say he pulling, I said, oh man, you should keep that to yourself.
Trump was there. Must see up in Kansas City was given, but when it was 24-0, Trump was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he gone. Hey, listen, so tell me something. You was playing those Friday too, but all the betting and stuff like that, even on the WhatsApp or something, you were saying, don't forget to bet this and check this, the dialing game. I can't question somebody, how close them and God is, or how much they thankful for God for something, right? But you teach me something Friday. You say, look, we even back know who can say but God? No, we back know who can say but man, I never hear so much of them thank God. The man say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know which one of them say it for the first
and ain't,
time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you, thank God every day.
So a lot of people, when if they did bet that if they can talk with God, right? That's what you're pointing out to us Friday, right?
On the prop bets, yeah. Who can talk about bet. God first? Who can score the
give
first
God
touchdown?
Give God the thanks and praise, man. Philadelphia, you ain't get a song from when the nigga play. They not like us, so you want to play a little piece of that.
No, I ain't really that much of Philadelphia. You can find. Are you pushing it too much now? You pushing it. Kendrick Lamar was off the chain at the half. Kendrick Lamar was absolutely brilliant.
Some people didn't like it. A lot of people didn't like it.
Look here, I don't care what nobody don't like. That was off the chain, buddy. And look here, MJ is a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. So, you know, to see how happy, shaking a thing, the Kendrick Lamar, I'm mad at all. Kendrick is lethal, though. As a lyricist, Kendrick is off the chain. And listen, this whole Serena Williams thing, crip walking, well, you know, I was quite happy to see that. That's all I'm going to say. In a little denim dress with a little shoes and crip walking cross with a hair all nice. And look at Serena. Game, set, and match. Tennis ain't never been the same. But yeah, it was off. It was all good. All good. You got a great final 15 today, Pearly. We got Rich Eisen's advice for the Kansas City Chiefs after the Super Bowl last night. I think that's going to be a, that's gonna be a good listen. That's going to be a good listen right there. All right, let's get back to let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's happening, Pearly?
What's happening?
Naughty, what's up, man? What's going on with y'all? It's your favorite Yankees and Buffalo Bills fan, are you, man?
Everything cool, man. What's going on?
Anything good, man. I just got a few points to make. First of all, I like the fact that, you know, the Chiefs kept, even though I'm an AFC, that's enough for that, man. I couldn't hear, that was too much Patrick Mahomes, I didn't want to hear all that. And the shows this morning and all
now,
that.
You know, between me and you, let me just get this out of the way. You know they straight robbed Lamar on that MVP, right? But anyway, enjoy your moment.
Look here. I think so. I mean, look here. My boy had to get it, man. Come on now.
I think that was, what that was a lot of voters of fatigue, meaning they see the same two people.
He can't win nothing else, so I guess he gave him that.
Hold on now. He beat the two best teams in the conference. You got to give him something for that. The two best teams at the time.
He did the MVP.
Y'all know now, everybody, including y'all too. Y'all know Detroit was heading to the. It was looking like Detroit was heading to the Super Bowl. On now.
They got derailed. But
injuries.
Buffalo, like I told you, Buffalo wasn't making a Super Bowl, man.
I look here. I to back on to baseball, Pearly. On, man. Y'all Dodgers, how much? You only want no competition.
But listen.
Listen, let me say this. I had this talk with somebody yesterday. We've done it right. We ain't break no rules. You got owners richer than the Dodgers owners. The Cleveland Indians owners, the fourth richest owner. If y'all don't want to spend no money, who problem that is?
Mom, but come on, man.
Don't blame
us because
we smarter. Don't blame us because we smarter and be able to do it. And see? The thing is, right now, it's a great organization, and players want to come there. They're beating the door down.
I don't get it.
No, Arenado might be there. Don't be surprised if he had that happen, that trade happen.
Well, look here. Hey, but I'm super happy about the Super Bowl, man. I'm happy I'm a turnout, you know. That's enough for that now. Enough for the Patrick Mahomes. I don't hate him. I don't know.
I think we're going to have some more of the Patrick Mahomes scenario. I think they're still going to give him a chance to chase Brady a little more. I don't think he catches him, but the folks from, you know, that franchise and that part of the country, they'll still have their little hero to cheer on a couple more years.
I think one of them up-and-coming dudes, man. One of them Adams or whatever, man. You can't be winning all these close games.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, in the history of improbabilities, Dallas with the improbable head coach hiring, Dak Prescott with the improbable, you know, career in the playoffs. This year we can catch lightning in the bottle. The Cowboys can win it all, and Dak will be Super Bowl MVP. And we can play y'all Buffalo Bills for all time's sake, because y'all is the only people who we can beat in the Super Bowl.
You know, anyhow, man, look, I
appreciate you calling in, man. Don't be a stranger. Good stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. Brody, flip side of the break. We'll get back in. We'll answer some texts. We'll talk more Super Bowl. We'll get our picks lined up. And our final 15 today, boy, I tell you, Rich Eisen with some advice, like I said, for the Kansas City Chiefs on what they should do next. And you and I, of course, will talk Laker game tonight. You got Luka Doncic coming to town, making his debut, his Laker debut. So we'll see how it goes. Looking forward to that. All right, we got that and more to talk about on the flip side of the break as the Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Are the wicked in a Babylon school, yeah, if you're weak? Whoa, whoa, be my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against me.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King NASA with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King NASA.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Already by the guidance, I'll never say what the daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Cross the words of his substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause cross the foreggy by the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked art say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. Alias be no God. Mythology and illusion, I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the hatchling. Careful, rest the man with your false doctrine, your false teaching. Oh, what a sin thing. Justice in disguise, it's salvation that is seeking. From the throne of David, yeah, it's obvious that you're drifting. You have the respect for the king of all kings. So his name I'll be always exalting. So I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what heathens do. Cause trust the foreggy by the guidance. I'll never say what the daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie I get trust and obey. Trust the words of your substance. I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what heathens do. Cause trust the foreggy by the guidance. Never say what the wicked I say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. Alias be no guy, so I'll never go astray from my roots
and my culture. Neither will I forget my homeland, Mama Africa. So though me can go and separate from the vipers, from the hypocrites and from the vampires. Hail the King of Kings, for we give it all the powers. Born in Ethiopia, look, it's written in the scriptures. Who are the righteous? Hey, they are the truth seekers. Go beyond to you, boss leaders. So I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what heathens do.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 10th edition of Talking Heads. The boy Naughty in your company along with Earl the Pearl right up until 6 p.m. And we still got Pearly zoomed in, right? All right, let's check the text lines real quick. Andy Reeves lost weight during that game. Yes, indeed. The Big Walrus did lose some weight after that one. Y'all make sure Big Chiefs stay far away from any ledges and bridges. First the Bulldogs, now the Chiefs. Dear God, without the refs, the Chiefs look like overcooked. Anyway, I can't say it. Not a spicy barbecue. Okay.
When he called to say show, he's trying. I don't know if he's back in town, but when he called the show Tuesday, oh my goodness, he was so confident. Then we win next year. He's all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about this one? Is it possible that the better team simply won? I'm almost happy Trump's publicity stunt failed big time. Yeah, last night, yesterday, the Eagles were the better team. I can't take it from them. As much as I hate to say it, they were the better team. They were better prepared. They were better coached. They were hungrier. They were more aggressive. They played lights out football. You can't deny them that.
They did. They sure did.
Good day, Naughty and Pearly. You guys don't sound excited to bring the sports NFL section of your show. That will learn you. Listen to MJ. We females have that cut hip inclination.
Well, I did pick Philadelphia to win, Dexter, so, you know.
Yeah, Dexter. Pearly picked.
I wasn't pulling for anybody, but I picked Philadelphia to win.
Well, I should have listened to my wife. And when my wife opened up and MJ said, listen, don't let your cowboy heart get in the way of this. I really should have gone.
Because I was trying to tell you that too. Don't let your cowboy the hate. You know what? I might have been pulling for Buffalo if they had gone to the Super Bowl.
Girl, that's a lie from the bowels of hell. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You can't even pull it. You used to be rooting for Cleveland against Buffalo in the weekly picks. Anybody against Buffalo, you used to pick them.
You're so right. You're so
all right. This me, Pearly.
You're so right. That's why I say, let me not say that anymore. I did pull that back.
All right. So listen, we got 4 minutes to get the picks in. And then we got that rich icing with the final 15. But listen, my brother. A lot of games tonight in the NBA and a major one tonight. You got Luka making his debut for the Lakers.
Yep.
All right. So here we go. Let's have a look. You have the Atlanta Hawks. +5.5 against the Orlando Magic. I'll take the Orlando Magic at home in the money line.
Yeah, I agree.
Timberwolves, +9.5 on the road against Cleveland. I'm taking Cleveland in the money line in this one as well, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Spurs, -11.5 against the Washington Wizards. The Wizards, they've traded some people, but somehow when they play against teams similar in talent level, they keep it close. I like the Spurs to win this one, but I'm going to go money line again on this one. I can't trust that 11.5 cover.
I can take the Wizards and the points.
Boston Celtics -7 over the Miami Heat. The Celtics beat the bejesus out of the Knicks yesterday. I like them. I like them in a back-to-back, but I got to go money line. I don't trust the 7 points.
I'll take the Heat and the points.
Charlotte Hornets +3.5 against the Brooklyn Nets. I like the Hornets +3.5.
Yeah, I agree.
Warriors -7 on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks. I might like the Bucks +7 in this one, man.
Yeah, I agree.
They still got to work out some kinks. Jimmy Butler don't know the whole set of plays. Yeah. We got the Pelicans +17 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I like Oklahoma to win, but not by 17.
Yeah, I don't think they can beat them without that. Well, you know, the Pelicans kind of dismantled a bit, but you know what? I can go to OKC in the money line.
Dallas Mavericks -1 over the Sacramento Kings. I still like the Mavericks over teams like the Kings. Christie is now blossoming in Dallas, getting an opportunity to play at 23-10 the other night.
Yeah, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they are now without AD.
We'll see.
I like the Kings tonight.
I like the Mavericks minus the one, man. I still like them to get it done at home.
Trailblazers, I like the Kings in the money line.
Trailblazers plus 9.5 against the Denver Nuggets. I like the Nuggets to win this in the money line, but they play to that level of competition. So, yeah, I like the Denver Nuggets to win this one, but by the money line.
I agree. I bet you on that.
Last one of the night, Lakers minus 12.5 against the Utah Jazz. You darn Skippy, man. Luka making his debut. Lakers going to put on a show tonight. I like the Lakers in a blowout.
I like the Lakers in a blowout, too. And Reeves is really, you watch this, Reeves is going to really be a great, you can show how good he is, because Luka's going to get him the ball, and he's going to have an opportunity to hit
Jerry West part duh, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff, Purdy. I'm getting a sign from Mr. Producer. We up out of here. Appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Enjoy the basketball tonight. And like I said, Kansas City Chiefs fans, lick your wounds. Philadelphia Eagle fans, celebrate. Football is over. But you still got a ton of ways to play and win with the Island game. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Have a great Monday. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Congratulations on your win, Bishop.
Under my steps, soldier. The way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon so ya if you're weak? Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm. When the wicked rise against the eye, and order my steps, soldier. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Such a me got me sword.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onion, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Why, boy, why, boy, why? Rastaman are born pagans, so I'll never go where the pagans go. guidance. I'll never say what the daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey.
How the Chiefs react to this loss will be fascinating. And I think it's going to be as similar to their first Super Bowl loss, because this had the same earmarks of that, which is you don't protect Patrick Mahomes. He can't be special. Mm-hmm. And you don't protect Patrick Mahomes, the special T of Andy Reid's ability to call a game and dial up unique play calls. I mean, you're not running the snow globe, right? If you're down by 17, you remember that when they did that, you know, the ring around the Rosie type stuff, mm-hmm. or, you know, Andy Reid's not pulling something out from the 1932 Peach Bowl. If he's down by 24, like that's what happens if you don't protect Patrick Mahomes. And we saw in the Super Bowl loss to Tom Brady's Bucks, Mahomes running for his life. So I guess right now, if you are an offensive lineman with a first round grade in this year's draft, and your draft night on the first night of the draft in Green Bay is going a little bit long, and you're wondering, am I going to slip to the second round? Well, here's the answer. You won't. You won't. As long as the Chiefs are sitting there at 31, and if you're worth a darn at left or right tackle, guess what? You're a Kansas City Chief. I would be stunned if Brett Veach doesn't go and hit the crap out of this offensive line in the draft and in free agency, and make sure that gets solidified, because what we saw on Sunday night was an absolute wipeout. 6 career sacks Mahomes suffered. I mean, didn't run a play on the plus side of the field until the third quarter. Didn't cross midfield until 2:33 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, after that big pass play, right? Was it to Worthy?
To Worthy.
Yeah.
So
they had 23 yards in the first half.
I mean, the Eagles absolutely punked the Chiefs last night, and in a way that if you're in the AFC, it's like, okay, we get it. We get it. Let's just load up on a bunch of defensive pass rushers and just do the old Pete Carroll NASCAR, where we're just going to keep on switching them in and out. Let's get 8 of them. Let's get them all from Georgia. Let's make sure they're like 23 and younger. Maybe we can mix it in with a couple of vets, get some studs on the back end, and go ball hunt and ball hawk and Mahomes hunt. And if you're the Bills, load up on it. If you're the Ravens, load up on it. Like, there's your blueprint. The Bucs showed it, and the Eagles followed it. And they almost pulled it off the last time they took on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And so I'm not sitting here and saying that the Chiefs are now have been totally clowned and defrocked and are their windows done and they're closed and Kelce was held to his worst Super Bowl ever and he's done and he's going to retire and we're moving on. But it really is, how does Mahomes process this thing? I mean, Tom Brady was spectacular talking about this subject matter in the booth last night about when he lost Super Bowls. Tom lost 3, as we know. That when he lost them, they were the worst losses of his career. They were the toughest nights of his life. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't even talk to other people until at least the next morning. And it sticks with him for life. He was talking about it during the game.
Yeah, I talked about the 07 one. Felt like a nightmare. And I went to bed after the game was over, and I woke up the next day thinking, oh, phew, that was a bad dream. Let me play the game today. Nope, we actually got beat like that.
And I appreciated him bringing up the 07 game in particular, although that was Tom's first Super Bowl loss taste. This is Mahomes' second, thanks to Brady and the blueprint that the Bucs invented, I guess, which is just run Mahomes over. And but it's similar to last night in the fact that Brady had history to be made that night in 07. First ever 19-0 team ever. First one to go undefeated in the regular season and then win three games in the playoffs. And first one ever to do that. And they didn't. And everybody thought it was going to happen. And a team from the NFC East came in and hit him in the mouth. And that's what happened to the Chiefs last night. Although the Giants, that was, as we all know, needed a helmet catch and all that craziness at the end. This one was pretty much over from the start. And Mahomes throws his first career playoff pick six. And then the interception at the end of the half was an absolute crusher, if not backbreaker. The ultimate backbreaker, as we all know, came when the Chiefs went for it on fourth down, end of the third quarter, didn't make it. And then Hurts is the one who went up top to stick in the dagger to Devontae Freeman. I mean, to Devontae Smith to end the game.
I still can't believe that play call.
Right. And so that's the stuff that Mahomes used to do. Now it's been done to him, and he got his helmet handed to him last night. And the guys who he loves and he trusts up front, who walked out of last time against the Eagles in the Super Bowl victory with the zero sacks t-shirts. I'm wondering if the defensive line of the Eagles will show up to their parade in six sacks t-shirts.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the offensive line proudly wore zero sacks t-shirts against the vaunted pass rush of the Eagles in that game. And now, how will Mahomes handle it? This is what he had to say in the loss Sunday night.
I mean, both sucked. I mean, there's no way around it. Anytime you lose a Super Bowl, it's the worst feeling in the world. They'll stick with you the rest of your career. I mean, these will be the two losses that will motivate me to be even better for the rest of my career, because you only get so few of these, and you have to capitalize on these, and they hurt probably more than the wins feel good.
So what does that mean to be better? I don't know. I mean, how much better can this guy get? I know he's not flawless. You know, and that throw that Cooper DeJean picked off,
he just didn't see him.
He just something that I don't think he would want back. The one that Bond picked off, I mean, he got hit as he threw, and
yeah, he got pushed off the spot. It's 17-0.
You got to get this drive started. Like I understand why he threw that one.
They got to get a running game. Plain and simple.
Yeah,
and that was something you saw throughout the playoffs. Definitely last night, they couldn't run the ball, and they're not built to come from behind like that. So they have to play with leads.
Yeah, they only had 49 yards rushing as a team.
That's why I'm wondering if the try and don't go broke, making a profit type way of that they've been playing since Tyreek Hill left, and to great success. I mean, they won two in a row after trading away Tyreek Hill.
Right.
So I'm not saying that that it's so broken that you need to fix it, but I'm just wondering will he return to a do-too-much type situation? I don't know.
Rashee Rice will be back.
Rashee will be back.
Xavier Worthy
he had two touchdowns in the game.
I mean, he's going to be a top 10 player next year.
You think so,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. They'll have Cooper Kupp next year.
By the way, that's not a bad move to make.
No.
You know, to add a veteran. I don't know what DeAndre is going to do.
Yeah, the D-Hop trade was cool in the beginning. It just didn't really
seem to work. Yeah,
it didn't really
right
that
and
much.
Rich. The first thing I said to Chris this morning, piggybacking off what you said earlier, is watch. They're going to build the greatest offensive line in history on this.
Well,
team
they usually do know how to fix whatever ails them, and that they're able to drill down on that. And Brett Veach is one of the best in the business, and we'll try and get him on over the next couple of weeks leading up to the combine to kind of pick his brain on all of that, but. The reason why I ask about how does Mahomes handle all this is because, I'm sure he doesn't think about this in his spare time. I mean, it may dawn on him, on occasion that he is on a path to the only human being right now to run down Tom Brady. Although, we did say Jalen Hurts in his first full four seasons as a starter has the same number of playoff appearances, Super Bowl appearances, and Super Bowl wins as Mahomes did in his first 4 years as a starter, too. So he's off to a nice start with a pretty damn good team around him. But, you know, if we're talking about legacy and we're talking about all that stuff, Mahomes is done with his 20s. He will be a 30-year-old quarterback when he starts next year. And so he had the most successful run as a 20-year-old quarterback.
Yeah.
To catch Brady or to really be in the same conversation as Brady by the end of his career, that starts now. Because Brady, if you just parsed out his statistics as a 20-year-old and separated them, that's a Hall of Fame career. Just take a look at his numbers as a 20-year-old. And then you take a look at Brady's numbers as a 30-year-old quarterback and separate them, just on, standing on its own. They're Hall of Fame numbers in that age group as well. And if you take his numbers as a 40-plus-year-old quarterback and have them stand alone, they're Hall of Fame numbers as well, because he won Super Bowls in each of those tenures. And yards and touchdowns and all the metrics that he had. So this is it. This is it. And how will he handle all of that? That's the question. I don't have any doubts that he will be spectacular. It's what will be around him. And will he be able to continue to make it back to championship games? Because again, if I'm the Bills, I'm the Ravens, I'm the Chargers, I'm the Broncos, right? Pete Carroll with the Raiders, the Texans. Hey, man, Myles Garrett sitting out there. I'm going for him. Mm-hmm. I'm going for him because
don't let the Chiefs get him.
Hey, no, listen, and I know the Browns would like to send Myles Garrett elsewhere. But you just saw you want to beat Mahomes. Make sure he doesn't have a second to breathe, and he starts doubting himself, and Brady starts talking about his footwork being off. Like that's what you're looking for. And who's the guy who can help you do it? You want to help somebody pass rush? So, you know, how will he be able to do all that? Because to keep compiling and to get to Brady this next decade, hopefully he stays healthy and he's got the ability to keep doing it with Reed and who knows with Kelsey as well. So...
Andy Reid will be 67 next year. I mean, it's one of those things. How much longer is he going to keep going? Is he going to coach into his 70s like Bill and Pete Carroll and those guys? Who knows?
Mahomes gave more meat on the bones about what he needs to do to get better.
Really, what I feel like I didn't play to my standard just with especially the struggles that I had early in the season. And so there's things that I have to get better at, and they kind of showed today on the biggest stage. And so I'm about to find a way this offseason to combat what defenses are doing to me as far as rush lanes and different coverages that they're playing. And that's the beauty of football is that you never can be satisfied with just coming out there and playing and thinking you're going to have success year in and year out. These defenses are going to continue to get better and better, and so I have to get better. And so I take a lot of ownership in that, and I want to hopefully come back and play better football this next season.
That's why he's as great as he is, man, because when he's saying that, I mean, it's really the guys up front. I'm sorry. I know he needs to do what protections are, what rush lanes are, and what defenses are, and I'm sure that he bears some responsibility on this in an X's and O's and all 22 way that I'm unfamiliar with because that's not my bag. Give him some time, man. He didn't have a second to breathe last night. Nothing. And normally they are way better, certainly from guard to guard with Creed Humphrey up the middle, than they were last night. You just got to tip your cap in the fact that the Eagles just did it, and they did it and did it well. Mm-hmm. You know? And then there's Kelsey. You know, we'll hit that coming up as well. But again, it's how will this land in Mahomes? Like, he does say he needs to get better. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a pre-snap stuff like he was alluding to. I mean, Brady had a great quote. I think it was on Colin this week where he talked about the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. He knew their defense better than they knew their defense, and he knew what blitz was coming and what defense they were running and what play to adjust to and check to. And he knew, like, look, we're going to do this. I'm going to get it done on offense. It's whether we can stop them on defense. And I'm wondering if that's what Mahomes is kind of alluding to as being.